Easter Monday, Office of Readings. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Proclaim his triumph, heaven and earth. For Christ is risen, as he said, the crucified, the living God, who dwelt 3 days among the dead. Christ died for us in bitter shame, but now he lives in power and might. His fire unquenched, his vital flame, fills all the world with joy and light. The uncreated Father prays his living and unconquered Son, who with the Spirit reigns supreme, triumphant Trinity in one. I am who am, and wicked men do not understand my ways. My delight is in the law of the Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 1. Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night. He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so. For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am who am, and wicked men do not understand my ways. My delight is in the law of the Lord. Alleluia. I asked my Father, and he gave me the nations for my heritage. Alleluia. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among peoples this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger. His rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, You are my son. It is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With a rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe, and trembling pay him your homage, lest he be angry and you perish. For suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are they who put their trust in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I asked my Father, and he gave me the nations for my heritage. Alleluia. I lay down to rest, and I slept, but I rose again, for the Lord upheld me. Alleluia.
Psalm 3.
How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, There is no help for him in God? But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain. I lie down to rest, and I sleep. I awake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me. Arise, Lord, save me, my God, who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked. O Lord of salvation, bless your people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I lay down to rest, and I slept, but I rose again, for the Lord upheld me. Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the Lord, Alleluia. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter, chapter 1. Peter, apostle of Jesus Christ, sends greeting to all those living among foreigners in the dispersion of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen by the provident purpose of God the Father to be made holy by the Spirit, obedient to Jesus Christ, and sprinkled with his blood. Grace and peace be with you, more and more. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy has given us new birth as his sons by raising Jesus Christ from the dead, so that we have a sure hope and the promise of an inheritance that can never be spoiled or soiled and never fade away, because it is being kept for you in heaven. Through your faith, God's power will guard you until the salvation which has been prepared is revealed at the end of time. This is a cause of great joy for you, even though you may for a short time have to bear being plagued by all sorts of trials, so that when Jesus Christ is revealed, your faith will have been tested and proved like gold, only it is more precious than gold, which is corruptible, even though it bears testing by fire. And then you will have praise and glory and honour. You did not see him, yet you loved him, and still without seeing him you are already filled with a joy so glorious that it cannot be described, because you believe. And you are sure of the end to which your faith looks forward, that is, the salvation of your souls. It was this salvation that the prophets were looking and searching so hard for. Their prophecies were about the grace which was to come to you. The Spirit of Christ, which was in them, foretold the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would come after him. And they tried to find out at what time and in what circumstances all this was to be expected. It was revealed to them that the news they brought of all the things which have now been announced to you by those who preached to you the good news through the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, was for you, and not for themselves. Even the angels long to catch a glimpse of these things. Free your minds, then, of encumbrances, control them, and put your trust in nothing but the grace that will be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Do not behave in the way that you like to before you learnt the truth. Make a habit of obedience. Be holy in all you do, since it is the Holy One who has called you, and Scripture says, "Be holy, for I am holy." If you are acknowledging as your Father one who has no favourites and judges everyone according to what he has done, you must be scrupulously careful as long as you are living away from your home. Remember the ransom that was paid to free you from the useless way of life your ancestors handed down was not paid in anything corruptible, neither in silver nor gold, but in the precious blood of a lamb without spot or stain, namely Christ, who, though known since before the world was made, has been revealed only in our time, the end of the ages, for your sake. Through him you now have faith in God, who raised him from the dead, and gave him glory for that very reason, so that you would have faith and hope in God. Responsory from 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us new birth into a living hope, by the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. Alleluia. You must be mentally stripped for action, perfectly self-controlled. Fix your hopes on the gift of grace which is to be yours, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Alleluia. A reading from the homily of Melito of Sardis on the Pasch. You must understand, dearly beloved, how the mystery of the Pasch is new and old, eternal and transient, corruptible and incorruptible, mortal and immortal. It is old according to the law, but new according to the word. It is transient in its prototype, but eternal in grace. It is corruptible in the immolation of the sheep, but incorruptible in the life of the Lord. It is mortal because of his burial in the earth, but immortal because of his resurrection from the dead. The law is old, but the word new. The prototype is transient, but grace eternal. The sheep is corruptible, the Lord incorruptible, who was sacrificed as a lamb, but rose as God. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, but he was not a sheep. He was as a lamb without a voice, but he was not a lamb. The figure has passed away, the reality has come. It is God who has come in place of the lamb, man in place of the sheep, and in man is Christ, who contains all things. So the immolation of the sheep, and the solemn rite of the Pasch, and the letter of the law, have come to accomplishment in Christ Jesus. Everything in the old law, and more particularly everything in the new, was directed towards him. For the law has become the word, and the old new, each coming from Sion and Jerusalem. The commandment has become grace, and the type reality. The lamb has become son, the sheep a man, and a man has become God. Though Lord, he became man. He suffered for those who were suffering. He was bound for the captive, judged for the condemned, buried for the one who was buried. He rose from the dead and cried out, "Who shall contend with me? Let him stand up to face me. I have freed the condemned, brought the dead to life, raised up the buried. Who will speak against me? I am the Christ," he says. "It is I who have destroyed death, who triumphed over the enemy, who trampled Hades underfoot, who bound the strong one, and snatched man away to the heights of heaven. I am the Christ. Come then, all you nations of men defiled by sin, receive the forgiveness of sin. For it is I who am your forgiveness, the Pasch of your salvation, the Lamb slain for you. It is I who am your ransom, your life, your resurrection, your light, your salvation, your King. I am bringing you to the heights of heaven. I will show you the Father who is from all eternity. I will raise you up with my right hand." Responsory from Acts 13. What God promised our ancestors he would do, he has now done for us who are their descendants, by raising Jesus to life. He is the one whom God has appointed judge of the living and the dead. Alleluia. It is this Christ whom you nailed to the cross that God has made Lord and Messiah. He is the one whom God has appointed judge of the living and the dead. Alleluia.
Te Deum.
We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the host of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose mercy is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent as our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand, and his right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. Rule them and uphold them for ever and ever. Day by day we praise you, we acclaim you now and to all eternity. In your goodness, Lord, keep us free from sin. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. May your mercy always be with us, Lord, for we have hoped in you. In you, Lord, we put our trust. We shall not be put to shame. Let us pray. Lord God, you increase day by day the number of your church's children born in the waters of baptism. Grant that your people may hold fast in life to the mystery of new birth, which they received by faith. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.